Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And tonight, I got my homie, Callie Love, Mr. Raj Hills in the building, calling in real soon. You want to holler at us, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I got the homie representing Cali to the fullest. Raj Hills going to be in the building shortly. So, and as always, if you're a little nervous, you don't want to call in, you can always email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if you're scared to do that, you can just jump up in the chat room if you're listening, you're ghosting, whatever. Feel free to ask a question, comment, whatever, in the chat room. I got you, because that's how I'm built. In the meantime, I'm going to start off the show real quick. The hater of the week. I couldn't believe the hater of the week. I mean, it was some kind of hate that just didn't make sense whatsoever. And the hater of the week is everybody who hated on fourth grade teacher Patrice Brown. Patrice Brown is a fourth grade teacher in Atlanta, Georgia, who, she just happened to wear a dress knee length, which is school policy. It has to go down to your knee. And, you know, she's just a sister that's kind of stacked. Thing is, they're like, yo, it looked good, but it's inappropriate. I'm like, yo, how is it inappropriate to wear a dress? I mean, she can't help it that she got ass. But people hating on a fine woman for having ass. It's unbelievable, actually. But before I get deep into it, I'm going to welcome my man Raj Hills in the building. What's up, man?
What's good with you? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm straight, man. I'm feeling good. Life is good right now, so I'm not complaining about anything.
I know life is good. You know, you put out your new album, which we're going to get into the majority of the show here. The album with no name, but hot tracks.
Man, you asked me to give it to you exclusive, so I had to send that to you, you know, that way.
I got it. I mean, I'm not going to hate because
I don't even got a copy. It's all on the internet, you know, so I only got the copies from the studio. That's all I got. Everything else is at the digital stores and the stores, you know.
Well, see, this is why you're an artist, and you know you should have somebody to handle like the legit, because you could have just sent one email. But 13, 14 emails to get the album. It was a lot of tracks.
You can't even send that many in one email though. That's too much. It's too much for me to send it in one email.
You could like compress it. You could
Dropbox it. You complaining first? You want to complain,
me? I ain't complaining. I'm just making the observation.
So how'd you like the album? Because you already told me how you liked it, but we haven't talked since then.
I love the album. I couldn't say no. I'm like listening to it, and I'm like, all right, that's what I'm talking about. You know, so I guess I have to let you reveal the album, and as we talk, and you know, on the breaks, we gonna We're gonna pump the album, but you know, we gonna talk a taste a little bit. I ain't hollered at you in a minute. It's been about a year.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I know. Now I'm fully ended and everything. I'm fully focused. So.
All right, I'm ready to go this time. Yeah, I can tell you focused. I mean, this album was, you know, I can feel it. It was strong. The force.
Thank you.
First and foremost.
Yes, I appreciate it. It feels a little like it was even nervous for me calling right now because the first interview I did since the album came out. You know, remember the mixtapes and everybody else asking about everything else. But now, what I know, a lot more eyes watching me. It's different now. You know, I know the industry watching me. I know that, you know, supporters is watching me. So it's different. It's like no hide now. And now that people hear the album, you know, it's that deep. It's like, you know, it's something else. Now I know it's playing in the club. It's playing here. So I'm just thankful. And all of the supporters that's listening, I thank you. You know, I'm very just appreciative of everybody that's been a part of this journey. And I think you can hear it in this album. And it's just shocking the reviews. So. You know, I'm going to let you do it. We're going to just have energy with this show, you know what I mean? It surprised you whatever you're going to play. You know, I'm game for anything tonight.
But you said that you shocked that folks who's watching it. It's like you acting like this the first time you put out this, like, your first album.
No, but, I mean, when you hear this album, I mean, tell the truth. Do you really hear an album like I just did in hip-hop or really in the game like that? I mean, when you hear all of the elements on there, and that's what... It's like no hype now. Before, you know, people could say, is it a hype that he's worked with this person, or this and that. But, I mean, on this album, it was quality all the way through, and I did it different. I didn't just keep it in one type of genre, you know what I mean? I think that's what surprised you, and that surprised other people. And that's why I say it makes me nervous, because now it's like no hype, and I did it like I'm putting everything out there and just made every track strong. And you don't really see albums like that today, you know. Even from your top artists, you get like two or three tracks, and I just wanted an album where you could play all the way through. And it's just
so you
that
basically
part, it's,
that you run for the industry naked.
I was just putting it out there, and I was just trying to make it a strong project, and just trying to, you know, make it where underground and the top industry people, like, yeah, you know, it's just like a force, and just like, you know, like I'm here, like this is what it is. Like, I didn't want to look back on that and to say, oh, I could have did this better, I'm cheating. Because a lot of people was like, why'd you get so much material out this much, or why'd you get so much great material? I don't call it great. I just was listening for quality because I'm my worst critic. And I asked people, is this and this? When I did it, and they just was like, wow. And then the reviews I was getting, I was surprised, you know, but... I knew it was quality, but I'm a humble cat, so it's good to, you know, to get this type of, you know, I guess attention.
I will say this. I mean, one, you know, people who say why would you put so much quality out, I think is a problem in the industry because folks don't feel like you should put out a strong album. I mean,
right?
It's weird that you would. Saying that, like, oh, well, they said you put out too much quality. It's like, I thought that's what you were supposed to do.
Right. And now you get my thinking. My whole thing was to go opposite of what the industry is, go opposite of what they think. So it's like I'm in my own lane. I already know that you're only supposed to give out a couple things. And I was like, no, I'm going to make it to where you have to put out a whole album. That's why people stop buying it. You know, me being in the industry and inside and out, being able to be with the top industry people in the game to being with the underground. You know, I've got to see a lot. And I was like, whenever I put something out, I want people to know that they not cheated. That's why I gave them 21 tracks and I told the digital stores, charge only $7.99. No, we're going to give it to it. Make it where it's like a reckoning and everything. Give them quality stuff so they know every time. If I can do this, then they should be asking other artists to do this. And it wasn't really about that. It was just to know that they can trust me every time they hear my music.
Right, I get all that, but there was something that you didn't. I said, are you running through the industry naked? I mean, your album cover. I mean, because I think the ladies want to know, are you naked on the album cover? Just naked.
Well,
bam.
I'm not naked.
Put it all out there. Say it. Come on, tell them.
Nah, it's just with my shirt off. That's it. You always think I gotta be naked and taking my shirt off.
I knew you was gonna have your damn shirt off. That, yeah. I will have you know that I do 100 sit-ups in the morning, every morning, working on my abs just because of you. I was like, we ain't going to talk to each other and I'm going to have a pot belly. Nope.
I
don't have
it. I just be trying to do me. That's all I be trying to do. In the Mai Tai video, though, you see I didn't take my shirt off. People was like, he did take his shirt off. You know, I wanted to switch it up. But I got a calendar coming out, so that's more like, you know, that's coming out pretty soon. So that'll be a little bit more resilient. I'm not going to give too much, but that's coming out.
The calendar, we going to have the Rod Hills calendar?
Yeah, that'll be the Rod Hills Truth Be Told calendar. So that's going to be, it's something else. I just let, you know, the people, you know, kind of pick what they wanted. You know, I got a couple female sisters and my little sister's running that one. So she was like, you got to do it. Like I said, I'm game, you know. It's fun to be able to let the women want what the women want. So that's what I did on that one. And it's just like, let's see what happens. And it's a good one. That's all I can say. I'm not going to reveal it, but the calendar's coming out. And
yeah,
I just wanted to do every. What's that?
I'm not going to look at it. I'll take your word for it.
it's something there for the guys. It's not just that. It's like the truth be told. Like my CD, you know, was for the guys and girls and for every type of genre and for every age group. So that's kind of how the CD is going to be. But of course, it's going to be geared more to the women on you know certain things.
So are you Young Thugging it?
You know I don't. I'm not going to even comment on that one. You know what? I'm going to just be politically correct. Shout out to everybody that's out there getting their money and doing their thing. Everybody got their own lane. I'm not hating on nobody. I'm just not going to even comment on that one.
I'm just saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with being male-centric. Very male-centric. You know?
So you trying to get me in trouble tonight. You trying to... I said I answer whatever tonight, but I'm just going to keep that one just there, no comment.
Well, at least you're not doing that Bobby Shmurda, though, you know. I know you heard about him, right?
Yeah, he took a 7-year plea.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Bobby Shmurda is a rapper, and he got arrested with the homies, and he had to take a deal because they arrested him using his rap lyrics. As testimony against him.
Yep.
And his lawyer told him, hey, you got to take this deal because you can't find a sympathetic jury member.
Yeah.
And they were going to use his songs and videos against him.
Yeah, I was reading that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, all you gangster rappers out there holding it down, you know, rap snitching on yourself. Might want to change your...
All I can say is a person in the industry once told me, he was like, Rod, don't do none of that. That's like a manuscript or, you know, you just giving them a whole portfolio to what you do for them there to get you. And it's the truth, you know.
Right.
There's the hip-hop police out there. They've been around for a while.
Right. And we got Akil Pollard, which is Bobby Shmurda's government name, as proof.
Yes, yeah, a couple more like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wish bad on nobody or really like this. But, I mean, sometimes people put themselves in positions, you know, where they – you know, that something like that can occur. I don't want to put myself in positions like that where something, you know, like that could occur.
Well, I mean, if we look at it just history, the quote-unquote hardcore gangster rappers, it ain't really worked out all that swell for them. You know, I mean, if there's no hate, no judgment, whatnot, but, you know, these gangsters.
Yeah, but. I agree. Common sense should have told him if he was affiliated with that or he did that. I mean, from what they got, they had enough evidence to put two and two together because that situation really happened. I guess he rapped about it in there, like the murder in there that actually happened, and he basically detailed everything that happened that murder occurred. So they was like, you did this because you would only know these details if you was a part of that situation.
Right. That's the point. Who raps about a murder that they actually, I mean, like, dude, the one thing, you know, can they say the difference between the cats in the 90s and now is like they weren't actually out there murdering fools, and if they did, they wasn't rapping about it.
Right.
I mean,
I don't know. You know,
down to the fine detail. Yeah, and this is where we buried.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know where they do that at. You know, I've been around a lot of gangster rappers and associated with a lot of reputable gangster rappers, and yet I don't know none of them to do nothing like that. But I mean, it is what it is. People, you know, different. You know. To each his own. That's how I look at it. Yeah, I wouldn't have done nothing like that, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that either. But I'm not predisposed to be out there trying to shoot at people who look like me for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
Just things. You already got enough folks shooting at you. You don't need to add
to it.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
But on that note, I think it's a perfect time to go into a break, and I can bust out one of these hot tracks. This is Raj Hill.
Thanks.
I will not lose.
When you're lost, it's the times upon us. Whoa, whoa, when you're lost. We not asking for permission. We taking your shine. We taking what's mine. You waste our time. I will not lose. It's for destiny, destiny. I'm destined for confrontation. Doctor slap me on the ass. Set of soldiers in the making.
Yep.
Affiliation. Greatness in my bloodline. Cousin Alex Haley said, "Woo, this is a guideline."
Yes, for poor mother told me get cash. Bring the street knowledge.
And how to spot a face, yeah. I should motor line, exposing all the stakes. Yeah, I wish upon a star, now I'm distant. Four. Say I'm Hollywood, like the sign, I'm on top. Enemies attack, what is lions uncaged? Then I go ape shit, King Kong don't play. Mr. Fantastic, four sales master, school of hard knocks, Illuminati graduate. I will not lose.
Taking the L.
Sir.
All right. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Holla at your boy. In the meantime, now, you can ask those generic questions. What was your motivation? You seem more focused on this album. And, you know, we talked about, how you was like, I was ready and I wanted to go against the industry. You feel like you hadn't done that before?
I mean, yeah, but not to the aspect where I did it now. You know, when I did it before, it was like mixtape. Like, I don't really go against the industry. It's just like the grain. And I mean, the people that I've associated with, they allowed me that platform. You know what I mean? Like, I know people are always intrigued about me and DJ Quick and Black Tone's relationship. So, I mean, that gave me the platform, even when I did the Tupac stuff with them and everything like that. And then having the Outlaws come on, it was – Quick has always been different. I've always been different, you know. Ice-T's been different. So, but when I was doing them tracks, it was not really a real album, you know what I mean? It wasn't – it was me doing a mixtape and everything like that. This was actually – okay, what is Rod about when he stands alone? Like, I executive produced the whole album. It was no Quick around. It was no celebrities around. It was like me making all the connections, me focusing, and me doing it, you know. So it landed on me, and that's what I mean. When you hear this album, you know what I mean? You can listen to any other album that's out there, any type in hip-hop history or anything like that, and you really can't compare it to nothing, and that's what I mean. Like, even my stuff back then, you know, you can kind of say this track or that sounded like that. But when you listen to this album, I'm happy with it. It's because it doesn't sound like nothing else. I mean, when you listen to it, when you got hyped about it, it was like you was halfway in. It was like, oh, I'm feeling this. And then that's the way I've been getting from DJs. I've been getting that from people in the industry and people that just support me. Or, you know, I wanted to give them that. Them getting that reaction like this is something they never heard. You know, that's what I wanted. You know, so when you listen to it, it's a lot of elements into it.
Okay, so my question is, so since you say that you were more hands-on on this one and you wanted to put your personal touch on it, what do you think as far as your personal touch? I mean, because it's like this is Raj Hill, this is who this album is. I mean, what's the name of the album?
Truth Be Told. So that's what, you know, it all goes in there.
So what's the truth?
Truth Be Told, our history.
So what's the truth?
The truth is just, you know, the different, you know, things about Rod, the different things about our history, you know, just world history, about the U.S. history, and about me. You know, it's like I'm not hiding up. And about us, it's just like humans. Like, we always put on different faces in front of people. I kind of like took that off, you know, like when you listen to a song like Heaven and then the different topics that people won't address, I did that. And yeah, you know, you got the club song, but when you go into the album, you know, you like, whoa, he said that. Even, I mean, when you just play I Will Not Lose, it's like, I'm talking about stuff that we feel, but sometimes we don't say. And then when you go to Native American President, that song, I'm pretty sure you heard that because you like that political stuff, you know, and I just did it in a way where everybody can relate and it makes you just think.
I like political. I like everything. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I got a chance, I'm somewhere and they got some music that I actually like, I can boogie a little bit. But, you know, it's hard. You go somewhere and it's like, I mean, I've been relegated to my favorite pastime, which is, you know, I be on vacation and I watch white people dance. It's like because they don't follow the music, they follow the words. So, you know, that's, I mean, no offense to my Caucasian peoples out there listening. I love watching y'all dance. Please never stop. Never stop.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway. See,
that's what I mean. See, like, my foundation in my realm is just like multicultural. So, you know, I'm around everything. That's why you get like the EDM. And then, you know, I'm around the white girls that can dance. You know what I mean? I'm around everybody. You see it in the video. Everybody in the My Top video, you see every nationality there. So it's different with me. That's why I think you get such an eclectic album like this. I mean, you got EDM on my CD. You got jazz, John Coltrane's son doing a ode to his dad playing jazz on there. Then you got R&B, you got rock on there. You got hip hop. You know, I got political with Cam. I got the Fat Boys back on there, and then you got Tupac Outlaws on there with Edie. So I just faced everything. Like when they compare me to Pac, I just faced it head on and just like, okay, how can you compare me if I go get his closest boy, go get the Outlaws? You know what I mean? And I didn't try to hide from them. Like, man, oh, is he a Tupac wannabe or no? I went straight to them, and you know, and then I put my own style on it. And like Edie from the Outlaws said, he was like, Rod, I know people saying that you're gonna be the next Tupac. He's like, man, but you dope just as you. So, and that's what I wanted, to let people see me as me, and then do an album like this where it's like, whoa, he did that, and it don't sound generic. Every song on there, whether it's EDM, rock, hip hop, you know what it is? It sounds like I feel the music. You know, you hear some people go out of their lane, and it sounds generic. And with this album, it's not like that. It flows, and that's what I wanted.
The albums that sound like everybody else or whatever is hot right now, everybody do the same thing. It's like, yeah, dude did that already. Why are you doing it?
Right.
But so in that turn, and you know, you was talking about your feelings and you wanted people to know. I mean, now, where's your stance on the national anthem, up, down, sideways?
What's my stance on it? I feel like to each his own and everything like that. I can understand, you know, every element. Like, to me, I don't feel there's nothing wrong with him kneeling, and I don't feel like there's anything wrong with people taking pride in it. But I feel like this, because me, I always look in other people's shoes. That's why I can be transparent, and I don't look at it just through black eyes, wide eyes, Mexican eyes, like that. I look at it in human terms, and I would say, look, you want him to stand for the thing, like, it's his personal opinion. I mean, you got to look at the travesties that go on and everything like that. And you say be patriotic and everything. But is America being patriotic to the cause? Are they taking care of you? See all of them officers get off. So it's not a right or wrong. If you want us to be able to accept this, you know, I don't look at it as a color line, because if it was Mexican or black or something or white or going through it and I felt it was an injustice, then I would feel for them. I'm one of them type of person that's empathetic. I feel empathy for whoever, if it's right or wrong. And I would tell the people that's going against him, look at the empathy, look at the right or wrong. Don't try to say, oh, go by this. That's like with my CD, I wanted to go out of the box. Why is it wrong to kneel on the flag if it's not serving a purpose, when it says justice and equality for all, if it's not doing that? So if it's not, then look at them shoes and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's just like people want a fair justice.
Yeah, to add on to that, you know, I'm always intrigued, because every week there's a new super Negro who comes out against Colin Kaepernick because he's kneeling. They're not talking about the problem, why he's kneeling. They're talking about him kneeling. Like, I mean, I saw Ray Lewis, and I'm just like, come on, Ray? And, you know, Jerry Rice. I mean, all these cats who never stood for anything. But
right.
Colin Kaepernick stands for something, and now they got something to say. I'm like, where was you at when everybody was getting shot?
And just to step in on that part, like you said, Ray Lewis, everything like that, everybody has their own agenda. How can he speak on this and everything like that when he was part of a murder that happened, everything? Why? Because the justice system lets you off, so now you're going to side with America? I'm not against anything. You got to look at people's agendas and their background. When I look at things and say things, it's because I strategize the whole thing. Like, I have nothing. Like, me, it's not – I have no racist or bone inside of me, nothing like that. I have an empathetic, and I have a relationship mind with people and everything like that. So I'm more of a spirit person. Like, I feel a person's spirit. It's not like I'm looking at that. So Ray Lewis, like you say, when you see these other people, Jerry Rice never stood for nothing and everything like that. He was a great athlete, probably the greatest wide receiver. Ray Lewis got off on murder, so that you also – now you're not going to go against him. Like, that's what it is. Native Americans is the worst travesty that happened. How do you befriend them, and they up there, they teach you how to survive, live, and everything, and then you end up killing them off and murder them and everything like that? You know, it's the same thing they were trying to run from in English. You were outcasted. So you know, how can you go against that? And then you cut off part of the national anthem that has slavery in there and everything like that. So I'm a, like I said, I'm a right or wrong person. So I look at
the part. I mean, they want us to talk about this national anthem, and there was a senator who honored Kaepernick, Jamila Nasheed, and one of the the lieutenant governor, Peter Kinder, said, "My reaction to Senator Nasheed's demonstration is not one of indignation or anger. Instead, it's an occasion for great sorrow. The Pledge of Allegiance, like the national anthem, is an occasion for all Americans to stand together in national unity." I'm like, well, hold on. National unity. It's like y'all the only ones not getting shot.
Right.
I mean, I'm supposed to stand for getting shot. And I mean, what we're talking about is it used to be for us driving while black was like, it was a hindrance, a little minor thing. They stop you. Yeah, I got no drugs. No, I didn't rob Burger King. And then they let you go. Now they stopping you and killing you. It's like, right. Yo. What are we supposed to, I mean, how are we supposed to be down with that?
And, no, and I agree. I just look at the bigger picture, and I feel like it's a divide problem. Like the police that they are doing, they give them separate rules to be able to do stuff. It's a divide. When you look at the media, they do it different ways. So it's like they make sure it's a race problem, everything like that, when it's really not. They only feed you certain things. Like the other day, I was looking at the news, and I was like, they didn't show one of the white guys getting arrested that just had molested or raped somebody, but they show blacks in handcuffs and everything like that. But it's all pictures and everything like that. They're not going to show you positive images because they want us to be divided. Like what people don't know, because I was a psychology and a history major, is what when they did the Constitution, when they did that stuff, they always said that the masses were asses, and that meant that we can't. The masses are asses. That means that we got to perpetuate what we want you to feel. So if we keep putting things in your mind, then that's what you're going to come to believe and everything like that. But most of us, whether we white, black, Mexican, everything, we have personal relationships with these people, and we get to learn that it's not like the stereotypes that are projected upon us. But that's what they got to project, because most of the people are not thinkers. Most of the people are not going out there to try to find the knowledge. So that's what they mean by the masses, the asses. You control their minds, and you can control their actions, and control them not being unified. And that's what you see on there.
Hold on, man. Stop all that, man. You're getting way too deep. It's like, nah, we need to talk about titty and asses or something.
Let's do that. We can do that. Let's talk about the next video, you know, Coltrane. You know, you asked me about it. So that's what the CD is. I talk on them topics, you know what I mean? It's different. My type was to bring them in with the club song and everything like that. Then when you get into the CD, you know, you get deeper ones. You get club songs, you get everything, but it's where everybody feels united. And I think that's why I said earlier where it feels different, where I can't hide, because it's been every type of nationality that hit me up. Different people from the industry, different people that I didn't even think. I've gotten emails from people when they're in my nationality. It was one email that really like pushed me, and he just told me how his sister died, and my mute. What's that?
I was gonna say, you're not about to say something that's gonna make me cry, are you?
I don't know. It's just. It almost made me cry. So it's one of the things that helped push me through the album. I'm going to just tell it. I usually don't tell people what, you know, what really pushed me. I would get emails, and this one guy, his sister died, and I did not expect it and everything. He said, "Rod Chills." You know, I was kind of down, didn't know what I was going to do with the album, and he said, "I just want to let you know that your music got me through the death of my sister." I'm not one of these, you know, big artists. Yeah, I work with big artists. Yeah, you know, I'm going that direction. But when he said that, it was like, man, no matter how hard life can be or the things I've had and lost or this and this and this, it was like, man, these people are looking at me. You know, these are people that look up to me. They're everyday people just like me. And it was just like, your sister died. And then he just used my song that I did for a dedication for his 1-year or 2-year the death of his sister and his family pictures and all that in there. And I was just like, dang, they cried. He just put it up 2 months ago, and I was like, wow. You know, it's just, you know, all his family knows about me, and he's just like, thank you. You can use. But those are the type of emails I get, and that was a Latino guy. You know, I get this from every different type of nationality. I get emails. I just don't talk about it. So, you know, I get people on the street that talk to me.
That's
why I said my perspective is different. I understand things.
Let me stop you there, because I don't think that your perspective would be different. I think that your perspective is just normal. I think what happens is because there's so much fringe segregation out there, right?
Right.
Like you were talking earlier, media segregation and throws out these certain images. So people feel like I have to be on this side, I have to be on that side, when it's just, you just have to be on the right side. So
right,
you being normal is just normal. You're not, you know, it's not that. Where you're off the track. It's like everybody else is way off the track.
That's what the CD's about. Truth be told, it's like I'm on.
Hold on.
You know, the,
I got. We gonna stop with that, because you know I'm hearing about the CD, but you don't. I gotta talk to you about the Groupie Love.
Oh man, go ahead.
The Groupie Love. I'm still waiting on the first rapper to be sued because you hit it too well. And I'm like, and the groupie is like, Your Honor, he promised to hit it again, and he didn't, and he broke his promise, and I'm suing so I can get some extra dividend.
I wouldn't know about that. I'm not good with the girls.
Huh?
I wouldn't know about that. I'm not good with the girls. The ladies don't seem to like me.
Oh, wow. Well, thank goodness that you're not Pinocchio or somebody would have got stabbed with your nose. It's like.
No, but on that one, I got a song on there called, what is it? I Just Want to Love You. And it kind of addresses that topic. It's like real cool.
Yeah, I heard it a couple of times. You just want to love them. Yeah, but that's not what you say in the song. But I ain't gonna spoil it. I'm not gonna.
Yeah. I just gotta ask you. You seem shocked. I mean, how do you feel when you first heard the album? I mean, I know what you told me. You were like surprised and like excited. So I mean,
what was it
about the album?
Well, let me say this. I wasn't shocked. It was more like, you know, there when you hear albums, like you said before, you were always the mixtape guy. So you would have this song that sounded like this. You would have this song that sounded like that. And so when you would get songs, it was like a mosh posh, not an album, but a collection of nice songs that you did, but not nothing where it was like, this one flows into this one, this one flows into this one, this one flows into this one. It, like you said, the flow is different. The cohesion is different. So like you talked about being focused, and that's what, not the shock, but like, okay, he put out an album, and he was serious about putting out an album, and because you wanted to get your Groupie Love up. That's what I take from it. I mean, you know, I'm just going to call it what it is. You like, you know, I'm getting Groupie Love, but you want to go from like just getting Cali, SoCal Groupie Love. You trying to expand through Northern California and try to get all West Coast loving, and then hopefully you can branch out and get a little East Coast loving too. You can admit to it, man. It's okay. Just say.
I'm not going to even touch that.
It's like Pinky in the Brain. You like the brain. You try and take over the world every day.
I'm just excited. What was your favorite song on it then?
My favorite song. Wow. You know, you mentioned it. You know, the
we're gonna put you on the spot.
It's no spot. I mean, I Want to Love You. You know, I thought that was all right. I mean, I like the President. I actually like the song that I'm playing next.
Oh, I gotta hear this one. I told you, surprise me. So yeah, I'm with you. Which one you gonna play?
I'm gonna play you. I'm play you with my homies that like to eat donuts.
Okay.
This is,
I like that one. That's gonna be good. I love that song.
This is Rod Hills, y'all. We're gonna pop tonight.
The motivation, Kelly Rowland, Destiny Child,
girl, you got me. Ooh,
hey, good smile, sexy, I just wanna go. Baby, you a star. Can I buy you a drink from the bar? Why you laughing? Cause I'm rock hard. But that's the feeling your body makes say, oh God. Can I take a picture?
Hey now,
wanna get with you? They say a pic worth a thousand words, but body language mean a whole lot more. Ooh, she's shaking it fast like ash to a podcast. Girl, do the math. Then drop it down slow like red, like green, like tell me when to go. House party, a club, I say lift it. Can she be my mistress? My main girl, side chick, all in one big three. I'm D-Way, Bot James, but call me King when I make you scream my name. Hustler, addicted to the prime time, fiend for the money. Celebrate the good life. Don't make dollars, it don't make sense. DJ Quick said don't need it, but that lady is delicious. Hold up, the fat boys all back. And you know they can never be wild.
She looking like a short stack for my hot word. I'm wild. She can get it in the back of the mic box.
Oh, yeah.
A front seat of the Lambo. You see, I came to get it popping like Stallone and Rambo. And I really don't think she can handle. I'm going to break it down, demo it and dismantle. Pull up the KOD and the LFA. Tell L we need about 10 rosés and about 10 bands and ones. Tonight we gon' blow your yearly income. And when you come to King of Diamonds, bruh, that's my house. I get love from the realest in the north and south.
Hold on.
Old school rapper with a hot 16.
Yeah.
All up in my bag like models with Maybelline.
Okay.
16 done. I'ma slide the mic. To me and Hill, we bout to make it pop tonight.
We pop tonight.
Come on.
Yeah. Right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now my finishing move, make a scream.
Fatality.
Next Mortal Kombat, she sleep. Casualty, he ate 18. Girl, you hot. She like you's a fat boy in all the right spot. Worldly, we royalty, Prince of Rock. She bring us three more, girl.
Menage a trois.
Together you got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, at the N Word. And I'm joined by my special co-host, the guy who doing these songs, Rod Hills, making it pop tonight.
Yes.
Is there a night
that
you don't
right here. Pop?
I figured you did it. I'd hate you to do a song that you hated.
No, and you know why I really like it, why, you know, I get excited with that one? Because it intrigues people. Like, he's bringing the Fat Boys back, and, you know, to bring an 80s rapper back, you know, it's just like, oh, how is he going to do it? And I just believe, because, you know, that's one of my influences. And I remember when I was talking to Prince Marky D on the phone, we were talking and all that, he was like, man, tell me if you like it, if it's hot. And me, I'm like, man, you Prince Marky D, you know, y'all, you guys got multi-platinum albums, you know, but it's just cool that my peers or people that I looked up to, you know, that they respect me enough of my opinion. So that made me feel like, okay, I'm doing a good job. Or they like, man, you tight like that. And now when I heard that verse, it makes me feel proud that people could see somebody like that. Like, they think just because these legends rap like that in the 80s that they can't rap up to date. And I put him on an up-to-date beat. You see, he killed it like he was out today. You know, it's just like, that's dope to see a legend come on there.
Dope rhyme, dope beat. Equals dope song. You know, it's not, because Lord knows, I can't keep talking about these dudes nowadays. I say one word, hop, 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 yeah, hop, hop. You know, come on, that's not a song.
Like, you know, I can't even hate on. That's why another reason why, like I said, I just wanted versatility, because I can't hate on the guys that's out today, because I feel like if you just give them different, like, options, give people options, then they can do it. Because I feel like I don't knock anybody to be able to make money, but if people have options now, they're like, hey, I can go pick this, and I know that I'm gonna get this from Rod, or I'm gonna get this from this artist. Like, versatility, like J. Cole, you get a Rod Chills and everything. You know, what I wanted to present.
Wait, but Raj, the difference is, as we all know, record companies are talking about, they are not making money. They are not selling records. So,
no,
are they getting money? Because we
I'm going to be honest, then, since you want me to ask. I know what you're trying to. Okay, look.
I'm not dissing, because I guess somebody is propping these cats up. But I'm like, the industry on a whole, they're complaining about not selling records. So, I mean, it's not. I'm not trying to say nothing, but the obvious question. Look,
okay,
J. Cole could go platinum without being played on the radio. These
right.
cats are playing on the radio all day and can't move a unit.
And there's a reason behind that stuff. Like, that's why I didn't mind it. I already seen the industry. And the reason why is because a lot of the record companies, they're not, or I don't want to say all of them, but most of them are not in the benefit for the artists that sell albums. It's in it to sell the singles. And they know that these artists can't, a lot of the artists can't carry an album and everything like that. Just me being an inside, I won't give it like everywhere. So I don't hate them. I'm still like, these artists, at least they're making money, and it's an opportunity for them to get out and everything, and hopefully they're just smart with it. But the record companies aren't looking out for them. That's why the 360 deal was incorporated and everything like that, because then they sell their single off, they make all the money off it, then they tell the artist, after your single does good, then maybe we'll put an album out on you. And they keep single deals, so they keep making that, because they don't believe in the artists enough to make a quality album, so they just keep using them like that. But, I mean, if the artist is smart enough and make their money off of shows, which they still got to give a percentage to the record companies and off the merchandise, then they save them, because they got to understand the music industry isn't in their benefit anymore like that. When that's why you hear these artists to sound the same. It's not a record business anymore. It's just the business. That's why they call it music business now, not record biz no more. So I wanted to make a complete record.
Okay. Well, and you did. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to talk about my hater of the week. I was talking about it before you came on, and, you know, we was on the roll, but we're at this point. Hater of the week is everybody who's hating on fourth grade teacher Patrice Brown. If you haven't seen her, please Google fourth grade teacher Patrice Brown out of Atlanta, Georgia. She caught criticism for looking too sexy on the job.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, to all you people hating, and one of the haters said that, yeah, it was too inappropriate for fourth grade because boys are perverted by second grade.
I'm like, homie, you talking about yourself. You know, I'm like,
only thing I can comment on that one, because I've seen her, she's a very attractive woman and nice body. I mean, when a woman has front and back, I don't care what type of clothes she wears, you're still going to see that. She can wear baggy clothes and you're going to notice that she has breasts and butt. You know, it's just breasts and ass. You're just going to notice that, because she can't put it away. Her face is pretty. Your hair is pretty. So no matter what.
What she has.
Right. And it wasn't like she was dressed inappropriate. She was wearing a professional shirt. And skirt is just.
Knee length. It's just no matter what she wore, she was going to be busting out, like Rick James used to say.
Right.
But
certain things you can't cover up.
No, and that was one of them. So, special shout out to Patrice Brown. Keep doing what you're doing and making me wish I was in fourth grade again.
While we're on that, you know what? Can I request two songs? Because I know we're going to have to go, because I want to get a giveaway, a good guy, bad guy. You know, I want to play, you know, usually I don't do this, but I do want to play I Want to Love You. But I want to hear this song with me and John Coltrane, Aran Coltrane, my brother first. You know, can we hear that one right there? That's so amazing, because that's the next video, Rock Your Soul. That's the one we're about to release.
Yeah, I actually do have that song.
You didn't what?
I do not have that song.
Oh my God! See, send you the whole CD. Which ones you got? You gonna surprise me tonight? That's why you surprising me.
I surprise you. Anyway, we're not gonna go there. And for the record, we'll be down in Southern California, down in Long Beach at the Long Beach Comic Con. So if you're listening, you're in the area, you know, Raj is gonna come hang out. We gonna be doing our comic book thing. So if y'all want to hang out with us, Beach Convention Center, come on down. And he might even, if he takes off his shirt, we're going to kick him out the booth. But,
oh, man. Man, that's just going to be the thing. Wow. All the interviews I do from now on, I'm trying to keep my clothes on, you know.
You know, the lady listeners, I'm sure if they Googled you and seen you shirt off, they'd be like, yeah, keep your shirt off. But, you know, I'm just saying, no home.
I'm so focused now. You know, before we couldn't have said that somewhere. I just, cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you
going here so you can get your night going. Tell people where they can find Truth Be Told, because I'm gonna play your last song. We're gonna get some I Want to Love You, and because
he was in touch.
Good,
though. That's the second. I like that, because that's the bad boy one. That's the, you know, but it's good because it's self explanatory.
You were in touch with your lover.
They can get the CD on everywhere on the internet. Tidal, they can get it on Apple iTunes. They can get it on Hear Me Now, where they can listen to it. They can get it on Amazon, pretty much everywhere. And then if you're in Southern California, next month I'm going to have the CDs released in the stores in Southern Cali. So it'll be CDs and it'll be the vinyls. So we do unlimited editions of that. And some will be on the East Coast from some of the connections. But like I said, right now you can get it right now on Tidal, Amazon, CD Baby, Hear Me Now. What is it? It's Apple iTunes, everywhere. Everywhere that you could think of, you can get it. All of the stores are carrying it. So shout out to them, to the digital distribution, because you know what? I had a deadline, and I was a little late because we added a song for one of the artists. And they did it. They called me and they said they did a rush thing. And one day they got it to all the distributors, everybody, Tidal, Apple iTunes.
So, what? One other thing. Where are you gonna do your next show at, man?
We're gonna do the CD release party first, and then I'm not gonna perform. I know people have been asking me. I'm not gonna perform until probably the spring or summer, because I want to do a mini tour. Because right now I'm just setting up everything. I got a strategy to how I want to do it all. So we're going to shoot videos to every single one of the songs. So So that's what they'll get. They'll get a visual. It's not going to be like my concerts, that's why. So it'll be videos all the way up to our performance.
He has a strategy.
Yeah.
He has a strategy, ladies. Watch out.
That's what it is, you know. So they'll be able to get to see me, you know, just in the videos, visuals that way. And I'll be just doing interviews. You notice I didn't do interviews before the album. I didn't want to do it like that. I wanted to do it where they can go get the product while it's out, do it different in the way the industry model is. So prove my product is good already, and now they can go get it, you know.
All right. Well, hey, man, I want to thank you for coming on, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you. I will see you. Thank you for everybody listening, taking time out of your life to hear me. And I appreciate the support. All of y'all make it happen. That's why I did it for everybody out there, just for the music lovers. You know, I just wanted to share a piece and do the type of music y'all love. So thank you for listening again. Are we getting into that Bad Boy song now?
We gonna get into I Want to Love You. So, ladies, we about to Raj Hill singing pouring his heart out to you. This is Raj Hill. I want to love you.
You know I love you. I'm just turned on by you. Sometimes I don't want to do all that extra. I just want to hug you, little kid.
Together you got
That's the end. That was Rod Hill. He wants to love you. Thanks, man. I holler at you this weekend. Peace.
Sounds good.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got
smooth drummer.